Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. 855. It's Friday the 13th, can you tell? 855-993-7569. So today is a big deal day on the program. All right, so if you're going to call, definitely call early, call often. All right, because today is, in fact, Friday the 13th. It's the day before Valentine's Day. It's the 40th anniversary of Saturday Night Live weekend celebration. What else is it? It's President's Day on Monday. We're going to be working, aren't we?
I believe so, yeah.
We are, yeah, yeah.
Unless you decide at the last second, I think I'll take President's Day off.
Nah, we'll work on President's Day. We'll take a day off one of these days soon, but maybe not then. So today was a bad luck day for Bruno Hellman. He got convicted and was actually executed for the kidnapping of the Lindbergh baby, which has been hugely questioned. In the last 50 years, that first of all, that one of the jurors said that what convinced this particular juror and the rest of the jurors was a phone number of the guy who picked up the ransom, but a reporter later admitted that the reporter had written the number on the blackboard, that the description of the person who picked up the ransom didn't look at all like Bruno Hellman, whose real name was Richard. And apparently nobody referred to him as Bruno, but apparently the prosecution just decided it made him sound more foreign and more brutal, Bruno and Bruna and brutal. That fingerprinting experts had never found his fingerprints any place that would have obviously picked up fingerprints like the wood on the ladder and things of that sort. So huge controversy about that. Which is, I suppose, one of the reasons why I was actually at the theater last night where The Exonerated played a bunch of years ago, which is it's a play that's reading of the transcripts, true life transcripts from people who were sentenced to death and then exonerated. It's a scary thing. And what is it? I think it's Utah. Is it Utah that has decided that they should now have a firing squad for the death penalty? No, maybe it's Wyoming. Let me get this right for you. If we're going to have something that's quite that outrageous, a firing squad? Yikes.
That's taking it back a long
I was going to say, you just took the words out of my mouth. Do you have the sense that we're sort of moving backward in time sometimes to sort of more, less civilized sort of Wyoming approves firing squads for executions? Well, I suppose it's better than the Texas man who got life sentence for his 10th DWI. At least he wasn't put in front of a firing squad.
Yeah.
Or laid down the tracks at NASCAR or something. I don't know. Every once in a while you think, geez Louise, what are we doing here? All right, so this is the day that you're allowed to call about your sweet Babu. But you can't just call up and say, I love you, sweet Babu. You have to call up and say things like, it has to be a poem, a limerick or a song, all right? And you have to call. You can't do it on email because we've all heard Manny's voice. And I love Manny as if he were my own producer, but geez Louise. And that's not being rude, is it?
No, it's just
kind, actually.
Well, it's a simple fact. That's
there we go. Manny has many skills, but Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Yep,
there we
exactly.
Go.
It's funny, too, because people have told me, because of my voice, I said, well,
you have a great voice.
Well, yeah, you have kind of a Barry White type voice. And I said, no.
No. Well, you probably could. I mean, everybody can sing. It's just learning, I guess, breath control and
there is a technique able to carry a tune or something. But I have not developed that technique.
Not going to learn it yet. Well, maybe for your 40th birthday or something, I'll get together and give you singing lessons and earplugs.
Yeah. Earplugs to be on the safe side.
There you go. All right, so we've got Fear of Friday the 13th, Triska Decaphobia, and then there's the Fear of Friday the 13th, which we're not going to go into. Friday and the number 13, they're associated with the crucifixion. 13 people at the Last Supper, the 13th being Judas. The crucifixion took place on a Friday. I mean, the 13th being Judas, you could... I mean, if there are 13 people, it depends where you start with number one, right? Could have been... Never mind. In numerology, the number 12 is associated with completeness. 12 months of the year, 12 hours of clock, 12 apostles, 12 signs of the zodiac. 13 is considered irregular.
That's why there's never a 13th floor on an elevator. When you get on an elevator,
or in a lot of buildings, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Although I have been in some. But, yeah. I mean, of course, there's always a 13th floor. It's just called 14.
Right, right, exactly.
I don't know. If I were in charge of, let's say that I were in charge of sort of bad luck in the world, however we're going to attribute that, you know, what to whatever source, I would probably know how to count. Right?
Yeah.
And if I, right after 12, if it went to 14, I might think, you know, I'll bet you that's the 13th floor. You know, just
yeah.
saying, I'm just saying that if I were in charge of all the bad luck in the universe, I could probably count. I don't know, just one of those thoughts. The superstition having 13 people at the table results in the death of one of the diners. Well, sooner or later, that's probably true. Also, if you have four people at the table, some of this stuff is a little weird, isn't it? Between 17 and 21 million Americans fear Friday the 13th. How do they come up with that number? Not to mention, the difference between 17 and 21 million is 25%. That's not even engineering accuracy. $900 million is lost in the business world on Friday the 13th.
Hmm.
Probably not this year, because Valentine's Day is the
right.
next day.
Yeah.
I'll bet you not this year. Many tattoo shops ink special Friday the 13th tattoos for only $13. Man, you could get yourself a tat. I don't want to hear if you already have one.
A
Philadelphia Tattoo Arts Convention will be doing Friday the 13th tattoos. Select artists. Many skyscrapers don't have a 13th floor. They all have a 13th floor, folks. They just don't call it that. It could be 12A or M. The 13th letter of the alphabet of the floor could be closed off from the public by designated a mechanical floor. That's what I really want, is the mechanics of my building that run the fire extinguisher, the elevator, the fire alarm, the electricity. That's what I really want in a floor that's going to be bad luck.
Well,
why didn't I play
and
that?
And if you're the person that has to work on that floor, how comfortable would you feel with that mindset, you know?
Well, the whole point being, I mean, do I really want to work in a building where the things that say, you know, to get me up and down the stairs and save me in case that there's a fire and make my computer work or all on the bad luck floor? I don't think so. The original Friday the 13th movie opened on May 9th in 1,100 theaters, brought in $5 million the first weekend. That would be considered peanuts these days.
Mm-hmm.
The theater run of the classic horror flick took in $40 million in the States, more than $59 million globally. The Friday the 13th franchise released 12 movies, not 13, mm-hmm. Between 1980 and 2009, beginning with the original, ending with a remake of the original.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. The Knights of Templar were wiped out by King Philip of France on Friday the 13th, which was in October 1307. Well, see, it would have been even worse if it had been October 13th, 1313. And whoever wrote this says that their birthday will fall on Friday the 13th in October.
In 2017. Wow.
Yeah. Who wrote this? Maybe we should all send them cards. A little narcissistic, but nevertheless. So there you go. You know, we could probably do a question about, you know, what are you superstitious about? And I would say we Scorpios, you know, don't believe in any of that kind of stuff. That's a little joke, get it? All right, so I thought today we would talk about, as I mentioned previously, if you want to call in with a poem, a song, or a limerick about your love, you can do it, but you can't email it, and you could only do it today. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. You can talk to me about your worst Valentine's ever, and I suppose I got a couple of emails asking if I'd recap, that they heard that I had a terrible one, could I recap it, which I might do, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Via Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power." A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. And today, as is the case any day, you can certainly call about whatever it is that's on your mind. But given the fact that this is kind of a chock-a-block kind of couple of days, we actually suggested some things that you can call about or respond about. But again, it's always up to you about what you actually want to do. But I thought at some point, maybe next week, maybe we could wait till... No, Good Friday is probably the wrong time to do it. But of fake apologies... You know, people that are apologizing that aren't really apologizing. Right. We get the Brian Williams story. We've got the Tiger Woods story. And now, adding to the legion of fake apologies, we've got Ray Rice. It turns out, what a coincidence. It's been almost exactly a year since he was arrested, remember, for clocking his wife in the elevator?
Yeah.
And then he was suspended, and then they appealed the suspension. He is now, it was an indefinite suspension, so it's now lifted. So he's eligible to join another NFL team, but has not been signed.
It's crazy.
So what a coincidence.
Already.
Pardon?
I said it's crazy that it's been a year already.
I can't hear you.
It's crazy that it's been a year already.
Yeah, that it's been that long.
Yeah.
He said, this is not a farewell or goodbye. The last 7 years that my family and I have spent in Baltimore have been by far the best of our lives. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you all for the love and support you've shown my family and I think it's me. Throughout my football career, we'll always be grateful for the love we received from all of our fans and supporters, winning the Super Bowl, all the kids who looked up to me. I'm truly sorry for letting you down, but I hope it's helped you learn that one bad decision can turn your dreams into a nightmare. There's no excuse for domestic violence, and I apologize for the horrible mistake I made. I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me, and I hope you'll make a positive difference in people's lives by raising awareness of this issue. Well, I mean, if there was, one sentence for saying, for one bad decision.
Yeah.
And there are, eight sentences about winning the Super Bowl and the Ravens, and, they're much, much more than that.
Well,
I don't know.
And the question, too, is this really one bad decision, Ray, or is this one bad decision that we know about?
That we got caught at.
Right.
Yeah. And why has it taken a year?
Right.
And, I mean, and again, if you look at the content, it's almost always, there's that one sentence, which is really a pretty mild sentence. And then, you know, all the other sentences, you know, the 10 or 15 other sentences are all about Super Bowl and how people have looked up to him and thanks to the team. And doesn't feel very apologetic to me.
Yeah.
Well, there's also a study that's found the fun-loving nature of crocodiles. Seems that could be the fake apology area as well. And then here's the story I feel a little mixed about, to be quite honest. Did you see that I told you there were three winners in the Powerball, the half a billion dollars.
Yep.
Well, one of them is a mom with four kids, and one of the kids has got cerebral palsy, so she won $188 million. And on one hand, you're thinking, well, gee, that's great, you know, that's somebody who really needs it. But there's a part of me that thinks, why is somebody who, she's 26 years old, she's got four kids, why is she actually spending any money at all buying a ticket?
Yeah.
Now, you could say, well, yeah, but she won. But she worked at Mickey D's and Walmart, had to quit to care for her children. I mean, look, I'm certainly glad she won it as opposed to, you know, some little punk kid from a trust fund on Wall Street. However, don't you question why she's buying lottery tickets to begin with? I mean,
right.
Presumably funds are, and she's probably not buying this probably isn't a one-shot deal.
Right.
I mean, as I said, I've been behind people in line when I decided to buy my one ticket because it got above $250 million. And most people don't buy one ticket. They buy like hundreds of dollars worth of tickets, and you have the feeling that it's either buy the lottery ticket or pay the electric bill, but not both.
Right.
I don't know. Kind of worries me a bit.
Makes you wonder.
Yeah, it does. It makes me grimace a bit.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite story, although it's kind of the Wyoming approving the firing squad for execution. I mean, that certainly doesn't give you a second chance, does it?
Mm-mm.
No. Did you see the story about the 7-year-old kid who's got leukemia?
Yeah.
And California is about to approve a bill that will allow kids who haven't been vaccinated to go to this kid's school. And this kid testified in front of the city council about it. I good for him, because it's putting a human face on what's easy to sort of dismiss as a political kind of, states' rights or human rights, or you can't tell us what to do. And this is a kid that they're going to put literally in harm's way by doing this,
yeah,
because he's going to be immunosuppressed. you know, it just drives me nuts how you can get a story that is not true and begins to take, it's a lie that takes on a life of its own.
Mm-hmm.
Sigh. All right. So, but it is Friday the 13th. So I suppose having, reassuring fun stories is not going to be part of what we're going to do today. It's National Blame Someone Else Day.
Don't get any ideas over there.
Nanny, wait a minute. I have an idea.
Okay.
It's your fault, Nanny.
Of course.
It's your fault. But then you can blame. Now, see, who can you blame? There was this thing we used to do at one of the radio stations that was, you know, it was a very stressful. I mean, look, I think radio to a certain extent is great fun, but it's also a bit stressful.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when there's, you know, when the advertising department is, you know, the sales department is up in arms, or the stations on them, you know, is about to be sold, or management's moving in or out. You know, I mean, all the kinds of things that happen in every particular industry, in every particular office and whatever. But, you know, in radio, you've got to go on and you've got to go out there and do a show every day. So it sort of evolved this thing. It was unusually stressful. I don't remember what. And somebody was complaining about their neck hurting and getting headaches. And I said, well, that's just tension. So here, turn around. I'll give you a back rub. So it turned out that they thought that was such a great idea that we actually sort of evolved the system where there were like, you can do it with three or four people. It works better to do with more people. That everybody stands essentially in a circle, and you massage the person in front of you on your left, and then after a couple of minutes you turn and you do the person on your right, so everybody gets a background.
Hmm.
Isn't that a good idea?
Yeah.
We got to the point where we were doing it, if not every day, most days before the program. And it just sort of put everybody in a good mood, relaxed everybody. There's nothing like, you know, touch to make people feel connected. So
yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, so we could do that. All right, 855-993-7569. So I'll tell you what. Let's see what we're going to do first. I think we should talk a little bit about Valentine's Day. There are some exercises that are kind of cool for those of you who are, again, you know, it just become one of those days that is somehow, it's kind of like Halloween. It's kind of, I guess it's Halloween of the heart, right? In that it's gotten bigger than life and sort of over the top. And I was looking, they had some publication yesterday that was saying a place to take for your Valentine's Day. And one of the places was $800 per person.
Wow.
And I thought, geez, I wish you could buy a small island for that. All right, I've got some less expensive ways to spend Valentine's Day when we come back. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Joanna, you're on the air in Dr. Joy Brown House.
My question to you today is, I've discovered over the past few years that my husband's decision-making has been very skewed and unlike what I've known him to be. More importantly, he has had a stroke and a traumatic brain injury from a car accident. His decision-making has just been very poor and in some cases dangerous to our child.
All right. How old is your husband?
47.
How old's your child?
9.
Can you give me an example of poor decision-making?
A new thing that he started to do is to buy guns over the Internet, and he took our child along with him to meet an unknown person to purchase the gun.
When you asked him about it, what did he say?
When I explained the various reasons why that was dangerous, he looked like, you know, a deer in, you know, in headlights.
Okay. Has he had a neurological workup? I know if he's had a stroke and he's had a brain injury, that he at some point he was probably in rehab and had some neurological workup. But has he actually had one recently?
Actually, we were just able to get a referral, and so he is scheduled to have that happen within the next few weeks.
Great.
Now, my other concern is he's been involved in sexual encounters with other men that he has no relationship with. So he's answering ads that people have posted online.
Do you know whether or not he's had sex with these men?
Based on the emails I've read, yes.
Are you having sex with him?
Not since I found that out, and I have been to the doctor, and I have gone through all of that.
So you're okay at this moment. When did you find this out? How long ago?
About 6 weeks ago.
Have you talked with him about it?
No.
All right, let's divide this into several parts. First of all, as I'm sure you're aware, there's something called post-traumatic brain injury. And it
right.
involves a whole lot of things, including some of the behaviors you're talking about, a lack of impulse control, emotional lability, what some people would define or describe as a personality transplant. So it's certainly not unheard of. The question at this point, and I'm very glad you're seeing a neurologist who's going to have a devil of a time sorting this out as well, to be quite honest. For example, is the impulse control part of his brain been affected? Which is certainly possible. And they could probably do a CAT scan to at least check that out. Or is this a guy who felt like he stared down death and didn't blink, so what the hell, I might as well do what I want to do. And those are not exactly the same phenomenon, because one is a conscious choice and the other is not. And so what we're hoping, and I'm hoping, and neurology is a little more sophisticated in terms of analysis in some ways than psychology, but it's not nearly as specific as we would like it to be. You know, we want to feel like we can point to a specific neuron in the brain and saying, aha, and we can't. To a certain extent, we can point to areas of the brain sometimes. But so I'm glad you're having a neurological workup. I would certainly talk with a neurologist about change in behavior, lack of impulse control, risk-taking. But you can also see from kind of a lay point of view that if you just felt like you're living on borrowed time, that you should have died and you didn't, then impulse control and the idea, well, I have to be a good person, or is going to be affected. And we know that this is also true of people who've had near-death experiences. There's the first effect, which is called the halo effect, which is for about a year, and it lasts only about a year, that people think that the colors are brighter and the sun shines warmer and tastes are more flavorful, and then they get back to normal. But there's also that impulse that, for lack of a better term, is just, to hell with it. Life is short. Might as well do what I want to do. And it's hard to know in this particular circumstance, especially from my point of view, because I'm getting it from your point of view, and it's going to be hard from your point of view, because you can't really read his mind and you can't look at his brain. But hopefully a neurologist can help you a little bit with that. Because one is an issue about therapy, and one is an issue about potentially pharmacology. But to a certain extent, you almost hope that it's more his choice to say, you know, I'm going to take risks because life is short, because then he has some control over it, as opposed to a neurological event over which he's going to have essentially no control. So, but at least to know would be helpful, because then you can decide what you want to do, because then he can decide what he wants to do. That's number one, of what is causing this, and do we have an organic cause? Is there, in fact, an infarct in the brain? Has there been something that's affected brain tissue? Or is this, in fact, more psychological in origin? Of I face the void, and you know, I'm going to do whatever I want to do, and to hell with the consequences, because you know, I was this perfectly law-abiding nice guy, and look what happened. Being able to differentiate that might be helpful if it's possible. So I'm delighted you're seeing a neurologist, because that's the first step. In terms of his issues with your son, his response again of the deer in the headlights, it's hard to know which is really happened there, that he legitimately didn't think about it or he was busted. So again, we're talking about the same dilemma of differentiating what's really going on in his head. And to a certain extent, a CAT scan looks at one part, but we also need him to be aware of it, which may mean we're talking about therapy in either case. And the question is his willingness to look at his own behavior and think about modifying his behavior, or at least changing his decision-making process. So we've talked about the difference between organic and psychological, in origin. Second of all, we talked about whether he's conscious and aware and willing to do something about it. And the third then gets, with respect to your son, the third then gets to his sexual behavior. And I think you've got the same dilemma there. Is this a lack of impulse control, or is this something that's been dormant for a long time and because of his new devil-may-care phenomenon? And the question is then, what do you do about it? Because it's not like he's flirting with a waitress. It's that he's having sex. And if he's got a lack of impulse control, I think the assumption would have to be he's having unprotected sex, which means that you're at risk, which you've already sorted out. And I would love to tell you that it's going to be easy and simple and straightforward, and I think it's going to be none of the above. But at least you'll have some idea about where to start and what to do. Because if this is something over which he has no control, then we have to figure out what's going on. If this is something over which he does have some control, then I think it's a whole different set of imperatives to him and choices for you. The neurologist hopefully will have a little clearer idea. But let me also warn you up front, you know, I've been at autopsy where we've literally cut the brain. We've really looked at the brain and have seen behaviorally, before the person died obviously, had seen massive changes. And when you look at the brain, there's nothing there to be able to pinpoint it. Conversely, I've seen huge lesions in the brain with essentially no activity that could be correlated with it before death. So the brain is a magical kind of organ, and it's very hard to have linearity there. But having said that, I still think that going to a neurologist makes a huge amount of sense.
I guess at this point I could not trust his judgment with being with our child alone. So at least me being in the home, I'm able to supervise anything that goes on with the child. So at least I'm there in that sense. The other issue is, you know, I feel like I've overlooked, you know, the mounting credit card debt, the hoarding of things, you know, all these other, the quick temper, all these other things, and I've attributed that to, okay, it's probably part of this brain situation that we're dealing with.
Could be.
I guess I come down to, at some point, is there a break in his thought process that says, okay, at some point, I'm you know, violating the marriage vows that I took, and I'm having unprotected sex with a person that I don't have a relationship with. I guess maybe I could deal with this a little better if I felt like you were having an affair, like there was some emotional tie to a person, rather than just these random acts of sex,
Joanne,
with people that he doesn't know.
I hear. Joanna, well, first of all, I'm trying to figure out a delicate way to place this. I think men and women still look at sex completely differently. And I think women are for us, I think, by and large, and there's certainly some exceptions to this, that for us, because it's an invasion of our body space, that sex in most cases is preferable with some emotional commitment. That men will tell you that there's a difference between having sex with somebody they care about and having sex. And to a certain extent, it's not, they will tell you they're different, but for us, the idea of having impersonal sex is usually not very attractive. For men, it can be. So again, I think what you need is some clarification. You need more information than you have right now. But there's going to become a point, Joanna, where you're going to have to decide, regardless of what the cause is, here's what the behavior is. I don't know what's causing it. I'm willing to be loving and charitable, but the question is, how much self-sacrifice am I willing to be suicidal? And I think that you can put that decision off for a while until you have a little bit more information. But to be quite honest, it's very likely going to come down to, what am I willing to have in my life? What am I willing to tolerate for my own safety, for my child's safety? In the same way, I mean, to a certain extent, whether you're talking about post-traumatic stress disorder with a returning Iraqi vet, or if you're talking about someone who's been in a car accident, or you're talking about someone who's an alcoholic, I mean, that to a certain extent, at some point, when is behavior voluntary and when is it not voluntary, and do we care when we look at the behavior?
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. So I suppose in honor of Valentine's Day, which was actually about letters to begin with, we should sort of catch up on emails. Just think if St. Valentine had lived now instead of... Of course, they may have taken away his smartphone from him. You know, and are you? I don't think you're allowed I don't think you're allowed phones in prison, are you? Just allowed the one phone call? One phone call once a week or something?
Yeah, and there's like a certain time limit that you get on every phone call.
So I was going to say he could have just sort of sent a mass emailing. He could have just sent a mass email before, you know, when he heard the soldiers approaching saying, maybe out of touch for a while. And then he could have put something up on his Facebook account. Or on, you know, I don't know how to do it, but apparently it's something you could put on your email that says, I will be out of the office, you know, I will be out of the sanctuary for, you know, if you need immediate help, get in touch with my assistant. See, it would have worked really well. Okay. I don't know. It somehow takes away from the romance. And then, you know, going forward like a couple of millennia, that instead of people sending little hearts, they would be sending little smartphones. Right?
Yeah, I would say so.
You can see I have the heart of a romantic. All right, let's lay the email on me.
All right, we got a message from Barb yesterday. It was actually right after the show yesterday in response to our talk about the drinking age.
Okay.
She says, Dr. Joy, there isn't any logic in the argument you just offered. All of your examples, shooting heroin, raping women, or driving without a license, is always illegal no matter how old you are. And if I'm going to die for my country, you can be sure I'm having a shot of rum before.
Well, wait a minute. What I suggested was that, you know, and I said all those things were illegal. I think you misunderstood me. What I said was I thought that if you have to have a license to drive, and a license to get married, and a license to fish, then maybe what you should have to do is get a license to drink that says, you know, one of the reasons you have to have a license to drive is that you know the rules, and also that you have insurance, so that if you get into trouble on the road, that you can be financially responsible for it. So it seemed to me that there's a certain inherent linear logic there that says, I guess logic by definition is linear, that I'm old enough to drink because I can prove that I can take responsibility, I can take fiscal responsibility, that I haven't been in trouble with the law, that I can read and write, that I won't, you know, that I know the rules, that I don't drink and drive, I know what the legal limit is. I don't know what I said that shooting heroin was actually illegal. And I was saying that making drinking illegal is not the way to deal with it. Because, as we know, that when Prohibition came in, it didn't stop people from drinking, and it gave a huge rise to a sort of unpleasant underbelly of crime that supplied people what they wanted, which was to be able to drink. Not to mention you can actually make alcohol on your own, which is a whole different story. But I'm not sure why she suggested that I was saying that shooting heroin or raping people wasn't illegal. And what I said was that drinking is the major cause of morbidity and mortality in this country, and that it causes more problems than all the rest of the illegal drugs put together. And the fact that it's legal doesn't in any way offset its toxicity, and that a huge number of people, including college campuses, think that, you know, that alcohol is the solvent of the superego, and that excessive drinking and sexual acting out obviously go hand in hand. Have been shown to go hand in hand. So I'm not sure what her point was, but it's okay to disagree with me. I'm just not sure exactly what you're disagreeing with. Okay. If you're going to disagree, again, it's perfectly okay to disagree with me. Just be clear about what you're disagreeing with, and make sure that I said what you're saying I said, because otherwise it really sort of doesn't make any sense. Alrighty.
One more email?
Alright, why not? I'm clearly on a roll here. People disagreeing with me. Yay. Love it.
This is an email that says, Dr. Joy, last Tuesday you were speaking about phrases that annoyed people.
Yeah.
I was shocked that no one brought up the phrase, quote, the problem about X or Y, Z is, end quote. Maybe it's due to regional differences, but where I was raised, we were taught to say, quote, the problem with X, Y, or Z, end quote. there's a certain broadcaster who shall remain nameless.
That would probably be me, right?
Yeah. And she says, but I hope you know who you are, who says this on a regular basis, and every time I hear it, it sets my teeth on edge. Whatever that
problem
means.
With the problem about.
They say, well, that's my 2 cents worth. Actually, another annoying phrase.
So she's objecting to my, what would that be, a preposition, about, with. The problem with, the problem about. It would seem to me that they would imply slightly different situations. If you have a problem with someone, for example, you wouldn't have a problem about someone. You'd have a problem with Manny making fun of me. The problem, I'm just trying to think how I would use the problem about.
I never make fun of you, though.
Pardon?
I said I never make fun of you, though.
I know you don't. I'm just using it as an example. I was looking for someone to blame because it's that day. So the problem about... Well, now that I think of it, she may be right. I can't think of an example where it would be the problem about... The problem about using phrases... It would seem to me... I don't know. It would seem to me that they're, if not interchangeable, that you could probably use either. Let's see what the difference with... I mean, I could understand the problem with someone. The problem about... I guess what I would do... Here's how... I'm not sure I'm right, but I think this is probably my thinking on it. Is the problem with... You'd have a problem with a human being. You'd have a problem about a situation. Okay. I guess that would be the distinction I would make.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the dictionary says. Does anybody look it up in the dictionary?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll do it over the break and check. But when I sort of try and parse it out, I think that's how I would do it. I would have a problem with you saying that, or I might have a problem about the distinction. Because one is personal and one is inanimate. Is a situation, one is a person. So I may not be correct, but I do believe that that's likely my thinking. And I'm sorry I set your teeth on edge. If that's the only thing I do that sets your teeth on edge, I think we can consider ourselves well mated. Because, I mean, I do so many things that can set people's teeth on edge. If I'm willing probably to accept that one. There are certainly things that I do that I really do need to change. I'm not sure that one falls into that category. So let me see if I can do a little research about it. And if you're right, I'll try and mend my ways. And if not, you'll just have to wear a retainer. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at bigberkeywaterfilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at bigberkeywaterfilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall
all between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.